of blue lights. Boogie rocky hackers and blue ah. Boogie rocky hackers and blue. Nights down at the house, the house of blue lights. Down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland City.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 80 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. pushing to finalize a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Talks set to resume tomorrow, but Hamas now says it will not be participating due to sticking points with Israel, and a top Hamas official signaling they are losing faith in the U.S.'s ability to mediate a deal. The U.S. working to avert a broader conflict in the region as Iran vows to retaliate against Israel.
Overnight, the State Department approving the sale of $20 billion worth of weaponry to Israel as the Israeli military and the Pentagon remain on high alert for possible retaliatory strikes by Iran or Hezbollah for those two assassinations in Tehran and Beirut 2 weeks ago.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. Republican nominee Donald Trump in North Carolina later today outlining his agenda for the economy. Rival Kamala Harris campaigns in the battleground state Friday, rolling out her economic plan. Ernesto now upgraded to a hurricane after delivering a blow to parts of Puerto Rico, nearly 700,000 customers without power on the island. This is ABC News. A North Carolina man convicted of killing a one-year-old in 2015 is now on the run.
Ramon Alston managed to slip from leg restraints and bolt from a prison van in the parking lot of a hospital in the Durham, North Carolina suburb of Hillsboro. Now more than 100 law enforcers are searching for the 30-year-old.
We're currently covering up to 580 acres.
Emergency Services Director Kirby Saunders.
We have no credible evidence to say where this individual is, and our hope is to assure where he is not.
He's hoping a $25,000 reward helps in the hunt for Ramon Alston. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A man has been arrested after several explosive devices were found in Maui, some hidden in trash cans. Officials say the suspect's fingerprints were found on one device near a school. No word on a motive. The 77th annual Little League World Series gets underway today in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. That series features 10 teams from across the U.S. and 10 from around the world. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Looking for unbeatable deals on quality meats? Head over to Richland Locker Company. This week, grab our mouth-watering boneless arm roast for just $5.98 a pound. Perfect for your family dinner. And don't forget our deli specials. Get Kretschmar Mesquite Smoked Turkey for $8.48 a pound and sliced mild cheddar cheese for only $5.48 a pound. Richland Locker Company, where quality meets affordability. Visit us today.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoodin Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It's 79 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for filtered sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms by late evening, a low of 65. And Thursday, variably cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few could be heavy with a high of 78. In Richland Center, it's 79 degrees.
Do you ever stare at the mountains of photos that represent your family's cherished events and wish that they were organized? Maybe you have photos in drawers and boxes that you'd like to preserve in a scrapbook. At the Creative Outlet, we have ideas for any budget that can help you with that. Scrapbooking is an awesome way to preserve those photos and memories so that they can be shared for generations to come. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street and is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and we are here to help.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at today's Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them from 1:30 until 6 at the historic train depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week they hope to have fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, onions, string beans, potatoes, kohlrabi, sweet corn, tomatoes, cucumbers, melons, beets, zucchini, dill, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, mushrooms, garlic, and meats. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Check your EBT SNAP account to make sure you have the funds you are requesting. Keep in mind that senior vouchers can only be used to buy fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table and receive two $1 food tokens, which are good for fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. The popular boomerang shopping bag is back as well. Each time you bring your boomerang bag to the market to use again, you will receive a coupon good for any market product available at the information table. These sturdy cloth bags cut down on the use of plastic bags. How do you know when you're ready to start the market? Listen for that bell. When you hear it ring, you'll be right along the way to getting your great deals. No early sales. They start promptly at 1:30 and close at 6. They want everyone to have a fair chance to buy what's at the market today. From 1:30 until 6, the Richland Area Farmers Market.
Call cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO's News at Noon, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin voters said no to two questions to amend the state constitution in yesterday's election. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
In the assembly races, former La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson defeated Steve Campbell with 74% of the votes. And in the 40th, Karen DeSanto defeated Kyle Kunicki and Brad Cook with 53% of the votes. Wisconsin's first primary under new maps went smoothly for the most part. Terry Bell reports on one exception.
Voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
And so the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
There was one school referendum on the ballot yesterday in the state of Wisconsin. The Riverdale School District was requesting a $5.1 million non-recurring operational referendum. The unofficial results are in. It was close. However, the referendum was defeated with 483 yes votes to 491 no votes. Republican presidential running mate J.D. Vance will be back in Milwaukee this week. The Trump campaign announced Tuesday that Vance will meet with the Milwaukee Police Association Friday morning. He's expected to attack Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on crime issues and immigration. This is Vance's second trip to Wisconsin since securing his spot on the ticket at the Republican National Convention last month. Vice President Kamala Harris will be back in Wisconsin next week. The Journal Sentinel reports that sources with knowledge of the plan say the Democratic presidential candidate plans to hold a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee Tuesday. That's the second day of the Democratic National Convention taking place just 90 miles away in Chicago. The rally would be Harris's third visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee in late July. She held her first campaign event in West Allis and another last week in Eau Claire with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who she'd picked as her running mate. New research shows nearly 40 million members of Gen Z are eligible to vote in this upcoming presidential election. 8 million of them are first-time voters. The research from Tufts University also says that nearly half of those eligible voters represent people of color. A professor of political science at UW-Madison says Democrats are trying to motivate Gen Z members to get to the polls now more than ever. He also says that Gen Z tends to lean more liberal than any other generation. Chemicals were accidentally released in the city of Richland Center yesterday afternoon. Mike Jessen, Director of Emergency Management, spoke with WRCO's Tim Thede last evening about the incident.
As many people probably have seen, maybe heard, there's quite a few emergency vehicles down there at Highway 80 and Highway 14. That is a result of an industry in town had a chemical leak earlier today. We were notified of that around 2:45 this afternoon. And there were some chemicals involved in some boiler water that got released into a storm drain system. That storm drain system does go to a catchment area before it goes to the Pine River. And that area where we're seeing all the emergency vehicles, we are now in a mitigation stage, not a prevention, oh my goodness, response stage. Richland Center Fire is the incident command of the incident. The city emergency manager, Kevin Melby, and myself have also been there since the beginning. Richland County Emergency Management is supporting the incident and operations with any and all resources, coordination, also working closely with our state regional emergency management director, Darren Gudgeon. So the chemicals flowed to a rainwater catchment area. So state DNR is involved. The Vernon County Hazmat team is out there as well because we wanted to make sure that everybody was safe and everything was mitigated as quickly as possible.
Because of the quick action, there is no danger to the public.
There are no immediate threats or hazards to human life, to animal life, to cattle life. If your cattle get water for the Pine River, they're safe to continue to do so. We believe that we've got everything kind of stopped where it needs to be, and we're working with the state DNR and some marine biologists on getting all of that sucked back up into some vacuum trucks. There is no major cause for concern. If there was, we would have gotten this out way sooner. Most importantly, no action needs to be taken by anybody around this area. There's no chemicals in the air. There's nothing of that nature. The situation is under control. The spill itself is no longer active. We do plan on sharing some more updates when able, more specifics of maybe, you know, what this stuff was, all those other details that we're still putting all those pieces together on.
When updates are available, you can find them on the Richland County Emergency Management and Richland County Sheriff's Department Facebook pages. Updates will also be provided here on WRCO. Also, if you have any questions or would like a copy of any press releases, you can contact Emergency Management at 608-647-8187. Following the hiring process of a new Emergency Medical Services Director / Emergency Management Director for Richland County, it brought into question the framework of how the County Board and the Joint Ambulance Committee work together. This was a topic of discussion at last night's Executive and Finance Standing Committee meeting. The discussion pertained to the original intent of the JAC and the current functionality of the committee. It was questioned as to whether the County Board has been approving members of the committee. Brian McGraw, who has served as chair of the JAC, stated that the committee has routinely forwarded notices to the board for approval. This, however, was the first time since the inception of the JAC that they have had to hire a new director. McGraw did state, however, that the hiring committee was made up of members of the committee and board. County Administrator Candace Pesch stated that the JAC is an important part of the workings of the county. Members of Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission were on hand to give an update on moving forward with Richland County's comprehensive plan. The plan will guide the next 10 years of Richland County's development. Public participation is integral to inform the issues and opportunities of the community and to create goals, strategies, and actions for inclusion in the comprehensive plan update. A variety of input options will be available during the process to ensure a broad base of opportunities for townships, villages, the City of Richland Center, and Richland County. All Richland County units of government will participate in the update of the comprehensive plan. Opportunities to all units of government within the county will be available for participation in the update. 4 public meetings for local government participation are scheduled. Each of the meetings will encourage local government discussions around specific topics to inform the final plan and future vision of Richland County. A meeting will be held for the Richland County and Richland Center on August 23rd in the county boardroom at the Richland County Courthouse. Richland County Villages, September 11th, and Richland Towns Associations, August 28th, for a quarterly meeting, September 11th for intergovernmental cooperation, and September 25th for land use and economic development. Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission Executive Director Troy Magid said the focus will be the intergovernmental piece. It was also approved last night that the Executive and Finance Standing Committee will serve as the Ethics Board. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is paying more than $2 billion to minority farmers, ranchers, and foresters. It's to make up for discriminatory practices of the past. One study finds black farmers lost more than $300 billion worth of land in the 20th century, partly due to discriminatory government policies. Some advocates say they want more transparency. Sharon Mallory is with the 2020 Farmers Co-op.
I'm not personally dazzled about numbers or dollar amounts unless I can connect that to the people that are being most impacted, which is our black and small scale farmers. You can put your blindfolds on, you can turn your head the other way, but the fact of the matter is it did happen. It's documented. It's not a secret, so let's address it.
The 2020 Farmers Co-op is pushing for changes at the U.S. Agriculture Department. Ready Wisconsin urges you to plan for emergencies as school begins. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's partly sunny and 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1224. As families are preparing for students heading back to the classroom over the coming weeks, Ready Wisconsin is encouraging parents to add safety to their back-to-school planning. Ready Wisconsin encourages families to take the following steps with their students to help give them the tools needed for the new school year. Create an emergency communications plan, which lists the phone numbers of parents along with members of a student's extended family or close friends to serve as backup contacts. Make sure a copy of that plan is available at school and in your student's backpack. If cell phones are allowed at school, program them with emergency contact numbers. Review safety information shared by your school, including school bus safety, evacuation procedures, and how students will be reunited with families if there were to be an emergency or other incident during the school day. Talk to your student's teacher about participating in Ready Wisconsin Student Tools for Emergency Planning Program. This free curriculum for 4th and 5th grade classrooms helps teach students about being ready for disasters. Educators can find enrollment information at readywisconsin.wi.gov/step. If you have a student heading off to college, consider picking up an emergency kit for their vehicle in dorm room or apartment. Vehicle kits should include items like a cell phone charger, snacks, blankets, and jumper cables. For home kits, add items like non-perishable foods, a flashlight, portable radio, and extra batteries. Back-to-school safety is not just for those returning to the classroom. It is also important for drivers to use extra caution. Wisconsin law requires drivers to use extra caution around school buses. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, people driving should stop at least 20 feet away from a bus when red warning lights are flashing. The only exception is if you are traveling on the other side of a divided road. Slow down when amber lights are flashing, which signal the bus is about to stop and red lights will soon be activated. Drivers can pass a bus with amber lights activated, but should do so cautiously. Always follow directions from school crossing guards. Find additional tips for talking about disaster and emergency safety with your children at readywisconsin.wi.gov. During the month of August, college communities will see students and families preparing for the upcoming school year. Many students will be moving in or out of rental properties and should know what to do to protect themselves during the transition. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
If you're by a college town or near one, or maybe you're moving away from a college town into a community for your job now, and you want to be sure that when it's time to move out of the property, that you ask the landlord for a walkthrough of the housing unit before the final checkout. This can be really helpful to the tenant in assessing what needs to be cleaned or repaired to avoid any security deposit deductions. Because you put that money down on the upfront, you want to get as much of it back on the move-out time. And one other way to do that is take detailed photos of the property during that final walkthrough to document the condition. If it's not photos, take video. And then be sure to provide the landlord with the new address so you can receive your security deposit promptly. If you don't give them your new address, hopefully you've forwarded your mail, but you're going to have that mail forward delay time in getting that money back.
When moving in, make sure to look things over and create information about the condition of the property.
You want to document that when you're moving in. Maybe you're moving into a property. You have 7 days at the time that you move in to inspect the premises and notify the landlord of any defects or damage. And that becomes important in protecting your security deposit at the beginning, because later on, a year later, no one's going to remember who put that hole in the wall, and you don't want to be held responsible for it if it isn't repaired by the landlord. So again, you want to be sure that you're doing the same things upon moving in and documenting and taking photos. And in this case, reporting that within 7 days to the landlord upon moving in, so they have that information as well.
If you hire a company to help move, Reinen warns about possible scammers.
You want to get an honest mover. You want to make sure you're dealing with an honest business. And so you want to watch for those scammers who are posing as moving companies. And anyone who's requiring a deposit and then never shows up for the move, that's who you want to be sure you're avoiding. You want to make sure you don't fall victim to a scam where your belongings are loaded in the truck and it disappears, or they offer such low estimates before moving, but then they raise the price and refuse to unload your items. So the red flags in choosing a mover so you can avoid those problems is that the company's website lacks an address, registration, or insurance information. You want to be sure you're dealing with somebody who's going to be open and honest and provide the detailed information that you need to identify them.
The appearance of the moving vehicle is something to be aware of.
A mover who shows up in a rented truck versus one that's labeled with their company logo They maybe have something that's legitimate to explain it, but you want to validate that before you really put all your belongings in that truck. And then any company that wants to be paid in advance. A deposit's one thing, but asking to be paid before they do any work for the move, that's something to really be cautious of. And always get a quote in writing versus just verbally, so you can both be sure that you know exactly what's going to be involved in this move and there won't be any miscommunications.
Michelle Reinen recommends doing your research.
You want to be sure that you are doing all you can to be sure you're dealing with someone who's going to be able to follow up with any concerns that you have. So never sign blank documents. That's going to be the final tip I can leave people with. You can learn more on movers from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and they have great documents to prepare you for moving at protectyourmove.gov.
To know more about rights and responsibilities under a rental agreement, DATCAP has free online landlord-tenant resources at landlordtenant.wi.gov. Also, if you feel you are being taken advantage of or have been scammed, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Jean Delameter of Richland Center on ticket number 1088 and Sarah Brenneman of Reedsburg on ticket number 3958. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1231. Today's vital statistics are next.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Schmidt Woodland Hills announces respite care services. Nicer weather is fast approaching, and along with that, there will be houses to clean, yard work to be done, and summer excursions to take. How will you find the time to fit it all in? Perhaps we can help. Just in time, Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering respite care services. Perhaps you are experiencing caregiver burnout and need to recharge your batteries. Maybe your loved one would benefit from a specialized therapy program to help rebuild their strength. We can work with you to design a program of specialized activities and socialization that is best suited to your loved one's well-being. What could be better than 24-hour care from a highly trained team of compassionate caregivers? The length of the stay can be tailored to individual needs and goals. To discuss your needs in more detail, call 608-647-8931 and ask for Bobby Stoltz to explore the possibilities.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, August 14th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. June Ann Lassike, 75, of Richland Center, died August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lassike is survived by three children, Jewel and Scott Huffman of Hillsboro, Jamie and Stacy Lassike of Richland Center, and Jeff and Jessica Lassike of Blue River. Eight grandchildren, a brother, Richard and Jan Jewel of Texas, sister, Rita Jewel of Sauk City, sisters-in-law, Mary Jean Henderson of Baraboo, Nancy Dickerson of Sierra Vista, Arizona, Linda Neisser of Loganville, and Barbara Wells of Madison, also many other relatives and friends. June Lassike, 75, of Richland Center. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7, and again Friday from 10 to 11. Patricia Messeberg is survived by her husband of 47 years, Kenneth, a son, Eric and Sarah Messeberg, a daughter, Kylie Messeberg, two grandsons, a brother, Wesley Novi and Edith Marshall, sisters, Evelyn Nemers and Janet Stanick, sister-in-law, Patty and Dave Wiedemann, special family friend, Kevin Strait, and many nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro, died last Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Survivors of Bob Watson include his brother-in-law, William and Carol Franck of Kendall, sister-in-law, Diane Franck and Jim Moore of Toma, niece and nephews, Robert J., Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Phil Phippen is survived by his wife, Kay, five children, Kim and Steve Gartner, Colleen Zimmerman and Todd Schneider, Debbie Murphy, John and Stacy Phippen, and Anson and Danny Staver. 11 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a brother, Frank Phippen, father-in-law, Clarence Taplin, brothers-in-law, Kent Taplin, Richard and Millie Taplin, Ken and Donna Kurtz, and Daniel Kurtz. Sisters-in-law, Joanne Phippen, Carol Taplin, Patty Kurtz, and Cynthia Kurtz, and many other relatives and friends. Phil Phippen, age 82. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Bob B. is survived by his wife of 63 years, Sandy, a son, Thane B., two daughters, Shiloh Graham of Clearwater, Florida, and September B. of Centerville, Ohio. Grandchildren, a brother, David B., brother-in-laws, Nick Bristol and Greg, sister-in-laws, Sherry Anthony and Kathy Rosenbaum, nieces, nephews, and many dear friends. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin, Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Corton Maine Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Corton Maine, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Corton Maine Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
It's a special day for a number of couples in the area. Anniversary wishes go out today to Gordon and Margie Rigo, Gary and Debbie Wirtz, Fred and Deanne Kepler, Robbie and Ann Wilson, Terry and Sherry Krause, Tom and Stacy Novak, Canada and Catherine Killam, and Burnell and Kathy Granger. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather continues across the area today, but we are tracking quite a band of showers and thunderstorms all the way from Missouri, clear up through Iowa, parts of southwest Minnesota, and the eastern Dakotas. The low pressure system causing that activity is moving east and should bring us plenty of rain tonight into tomorrow. Current thinking is that we could see up to an inch of rainfall, even some localized higher totals. There's also a chance of some strong to severe thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and evening, so keep an eye on the skies and check in here for updates. Behind this weather maker, things should quiet down for the weekend with seasonal temperatures. Early next week looks to stay fairly seasonal. There could be another front coming through on Monday with at least a small chance of a shower. So the rest of today, some hazy sunshine out there as the high clouds build in. Temperatures topping out in the low 80s. Southeast wind up to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely by late evening, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few could be heavy, high in the upper 70s. Wind southeast to south at 10 to 16. Tomorrow night, scattered thundershowers early, tapering to a few lighter showers, low in the mid-60s. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a couple of showers here and there, high 76. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny. Should be a beautiful day. Low at 59, high near 79. Sunday, sunny or partly cloudy. Low 60, high about 82. Monday, partly sunny and more humid with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low near 60 with a high of 82. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid. Lows in the upper to mid-50s. Highs around 76. Enjoy your afternoon out there as temperatures reach the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently in 80 degrees under partly sunny skies. After a high yesterday of 83, our low this morning was 57. Our high so far today, 81. The record high for this date, 96 in 1944. The record low, 36 in 1964. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 62. Sunset tonight will be at 8:06 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:06. Currently in Richland Center, we have south-southeasterly winds at 9 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.09. Relative humidity is 60% and no precipitation to report. It's partly sunny and 80 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Just when you thought America's farmers are all deeply depressed about their economic prospects, this comes along. Details today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
So many news outlets, and Farm to Fork is one of them, have been reporting how worried farmers are these days about their economic survival prospects. Now, the Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer comes along with news that farmers are actually kind of optimistic. Purdue Ag Economist Jim Minter.
And that was a surprise. I certainly wasn't expecting a rise in the barometer this month. The bigger surprise, I guess, was both of the sub-indices, the index of current conditions and the index of future expectations, were up. The current condition index up 10 points compared to last month. Future expectations up 7 points compared to June.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer.
I was definitely surprised, particularly with the index of current conditions. When you project net returns for corn and soybeans in 2024, I think this could be one of the worst years in terms of net returns since 2007.
Yet the July Ag Barometer, a survey of farmer sentiment, showed improvement over the June reading almost across the board. Another aspect of the farmer survey sheds some light on the reasons why some ag equipment makers are laying off workers. And I'll share that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Financial plan, grasshopper pressure, and harvest optimism. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. An ag banker says farmers need to maintain strong balance sheets, even as inflation has slowed. Barry Benson with First National Bank of Omaha tells Brownfield,
we do have to look to sharpen our pencils, make sure that we're controlling costs where we can. We always preach liquidity. Liquidity is king and cash is king in these times. So you want to make sure that you have some dry powder to be able to take advantage of opportunities as they come along.
He says the ag economy continues to be challenged by rising input costs and the cost of farm labor. Crop farmers dealing with high grasshopper populations might not be sure how to manage them. Syngenta agronomist Jesse Grote says corn and soybean growers should continue to monitor the situation.
You know, you're going to see them feeding first in the ditches, and as you drive along the roads, checking fields, that's where you'll see the most activity. So if you see a lot going on there, then, you know, maybe take a look deeper in the field.
He tells Brownfield grasshoppers are difficult to scout for and treat because the insect is very mobile.
I think the important thing is to understand the dynamic, the age, if you will, I guess, of your population, because the little ones of the nymphs were in that juvenile stage. They've got a lot of more feeding ahead of them. Their lifespan is going to be longer here through the remainder of the year, whereas the adults, you know, they're getting ready to wrap things up.
Central Iowa farmer Dave Struthers says he has high expectations for the fall harvest.
The corn is going to be very, very good. I think the beans are still going to be really solid. Talking with other people around the state that have had issues with beans being kind of slow growing and kind of yellowish, we have not seen that in our neighborhood. Everything's looked had a nice dark green color really all year.
And Wisconsin's Ag Secretary says having a farm show that is hosted in a different part of the state each year keeps farm technology days attractive to farmers. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Secretary Randy Romanski tells Brownfield moving Wisconsin's farm technology days to a different location each year not only helps bring new technology and ideas to different regions, it keeps the show fresh and successful.
It's locally hosted. There's a group of sponsors and volunteers wherever it's held every year, and they get to choose the location, call the shots, showcase their part of the state, and that's one of the great things about this event.
Romanski says there are demonstrations and many activities, and vendor spaces are sold out again.
Which means the exhibitors, the people who have the building supplies or the technology or the equipment, are finding this to be a useful show. They're getting contacts with people, and it's a give and take. It's great to have them here, and it's great for people to see whatever it is they have, whatever that next technology is.
Near Cadott, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet at midday. A few asking prices have surfaced at $187 to $188 live in the south, but still haven't been established in the north. Bids remain elusive. Some packer inquiry could pick up today, but it's quite likely significant trade volume will be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down $2.30 at $3.1463. Select is 45 cents higher at $3.0106. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, calves under 500 pounds were too lightly tested for an accurate price trend. Weaned calves over 500 pounds and yearlings were mostly $4 to $10 slower. The USDA says demand was moderate for moderate supply. Buyers were more reserved again this week as cattle futures had back-to-back weeks of losses. Medium and large one feeder steers, 563 to 590 pounds, brought $303 to $312. Feeder steer, 652 to 689 pounds, brought $273.50 to $288. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 623 to 649 pounds, brought $264 to $269.50. And feeder heifer, 663 pounds, brought $253.50 to $265.25. Cash hogs are higher at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors have been a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. Prices the last couple of days have reflected that. Demand is crucial to the industry's success, and U.S. pork remains popular on the global market, helping provide some price support. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. Hog weights continue to pull back over the summer months, this week down to 281 pounds. While down from last week, that's still nearly 4 pounds above year-ago levels. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $3 higher in Dorchester, Wisconsin at $69, and steady in Garnavillo, Iowa, also at $69. At Illinois, slaughter stock prices were $3 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $63. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were higher at midday, up 53 cents at $100.86. Bellies were sharply higher. Picnics and ribs were higher. Butts, hams and loins were lower. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Back to school. School lunch safety. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's back to school time, and for those parents who have to pack lunches, the USDA has a few tips to make sure food remains safe. Jesus Garcia, a public affairs specialist, says it's important to keep warm foods warm and cold foods cold.
Include an insulated container or thermos. This container will keep your soups or chili heated up until lunchtime. Another item to include is a gel pack. Frozen gel pack will keep your insulated bag chilled. The goal is to keep your bag at 40 degrees or under until lunchtime.
And he tells Brownfield it's important that when kids go to eat lunch, their hands are clean.
Every child should wash their hands before they eat. The CDC recommends hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol.
The Food Safety Inspection Service says the meat thermometer is the most important thing you have in your kitchen. Garcia says that also comes into play when preparing school lunches.
When you prepare school lunches at home, you want to make sure to cook them to safe internal temperatures. And as a reminder, we have three temperatures that you have to remember. Whole meats and any types of fish need to reach 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Ground meat and egg dishes, 160 degrees. And any type of poultry, ground or whole, 165 degrees.
45 degrees.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Bramfield.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. We've got real estate to sell with Wilkinson Auctions, including a house with a big shed on top of the hill outside of Richland Center, a mobile home with a deck, screened-in porch, and four-stall garage on 13 acres outside of Viola, a huge three-bedroom, five-bathroom house with a shed on 14 acres outside of Muscadet, and a beautiful custom home on 47 acres outside of Waseca. We have listings for sale across southern Wisconsin, including a farm going to real estate auction in the